Crypto.com puts U.S. tokenized stocks and ETFs in its EEA app. Crypto.com has turned on U.S. tokenized stocks and ETFs for users in the European Economic Area, according to a post from the company's official account on August 12, 2026. The feature lives inside the same app that holds crypto balances and funds the Crypto.com card range, so European users can now hold exposure to U.S. equities and ETF products without leaving the app. The announcement names the product and the region. It does not spell out the full ticker list, custody arrangement, or fee schedule, and Crypto.com's post is the only source at the time of writing. Treat the specifics below as the framing the launch implies, rather than confirmed line items. The everyday app keeps absorbing new asset types. Tokenized stocks are blockchain-based tokens that track the price of a real equity or fund. For an EEA user, the practical effect is that a brokerage-style position now appears next to USDC, Bitcoin, and whatever else funds their spending. The same balance that tops up a card can sit partly in a token tracking a US index fund. That matters more for Crypto.com than a standalone brokerage launch would, because the company already runs one of the larger crypto card programs in Europe. Card users fund spending from in-app balances. Adding equities exposure to that pool means the app is edging toward a single account that holds savings, trading positions, and the money you swipe at a terminal. Europe becomes the testing ground, not the US. The launch is aimed at the EEA, the 30-country bloc covering the EU plus Iceland, Liechtenstein, and Norway. U.S. residents are not the audience here, which fits a wider pattern. Tokenized equities have moved faster in Europe and offshore than in the United States, where securities rules around tokenized shares remain unsettled. Other issuers have been pushing the same idea from different angles. Take-Two's tokenized stock recently debuted on Solana ahead of GTA 6, and traditional venues are building rails of their own, with the NYSE working on an on-chain settlement platform for tokenized securities. Crypto.com's move lands in that stream, packaging equities access for a consumer crypto audience rather than institutions. Points to check before treating it as brokerage. A tokenized stock is not always the same thing as owning the share. Depending on structure, holders may get price exposure through a token backed by the underlying rather than direct registered ownership, which affects voting, dividend handling, and what happens if the issuer or custodian fails. Crypto.com has not published those mechanics in the launch post, so EEA users should read the in-app disclosures before assuming the token behaves like a normal brokerage holding. Spreads and conversion costs are the other unknown. Moving between a card balance, a stablecoin, and a tokenized equity can involve conversion steps, and the quoted price is rarely the full cost once the in-app spread is included. None of that is disclosed yet. For now, the takeaway is narrow and concrete. EEA Crypto.com users have a new asset class in the app, and it sits one tap away from the balance that funds their card.